Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from Detroit. The question is there a generic and blank satisfaction of land contract form to fill out for a person who recently paid off their contract? Well, when a buyer on land contract satisfies the terms of the agreement, the best evidence of satisfaction and the buyer's full performance is a deed. The seller will issue the deed that puts the buyer in full title. There is no other document necessary to show performance. The buyer should then ensure that the deed is recorded with the County Register of Deeds. The next question is from Detroit. The question is, how do I find out the name of the attorney who prepared my mother's will for her so that I can retrieve a copy? Well, short of calling every local law firm that does estate planning in her area, even if you find the attorney, they may not even have a signed copy of the will. A better use of your time would be to determine how assets would be dispersed as if she had passed intestate. Sometimes the results of probating an estate intestate may lead to same results. The final question today is from Calla. The question is, my property was foreclosed. I received a satisfaction of mortgage, but somehow I have a deficiency balance. I went into foreclosure due to divorce. My house was sold and I received a release of mortgage and an account paid in full letter, only to find out I had a deficiency on the balance. My mortgage company admitted years later they should have never sent the mortgage discharge letter. Does this void the deficiency balance? At closing, I was never made aware that there was a deficiency balance either. They aren't actively trying to collect the balance either, as they just put it on my credit report. The balance never has been through collections. What should I do? So, Calla, the discharge, if done in error, does not change the status of your loan deficiency. However, the mortgage lender would need to file a notice with the Registrar of Deeds that the discharge was not effective. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at www.provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.